Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
Guys,
welcome 2020. Here we are.
We haven't recorded in like
it's been a month.
We banked all of that holiday stuff because we locked
PFT in a room with us for 2 days straight in early December. So it's been a second.
Happy New Year,
Happy
everyone.
New Year.
We have, of course, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We have
on the keys.
We have engineer Brett on the fret. Choo choo.
We got producer Dana producing the drums as good as they come.
Dana Wickens on the stickins.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We are here. We're ready.
We're kicking the proverbial dust off of our vocal cords. Both of us were like, I haven't sang in a month.
Yeah, I was really taking that time.
Gotta take that vocal rest.
I didn't even do karaoke once.
Are vocal cords like muscles where, okay.
Yes.
Like muscles, though, that if you ignore them, they get weak.
Yes.
Cool. We're ready to do this show.
We are so excited to have this guest on the pod. We love her dearly.
And also you do.
Please welcome, you know her from GLOW, it's Jackie Tone!
Hey, everybody! Oh. Timing-wise, I had to wait till the end of the flourish. I didn't want to interrupt the flourish. Then I thought maybe my very Jewishness and gruff, also not having sung for a month voice, would maybe have ruined the flourish.
And I think the people are saying, oh, she knows to call it a musical flourish. She knows about music.
She knows timing.
Oh, yeah, let's get everybody's expectations through the roof! There will be zero mistakes, only perfect pitch.
I can't make that promise.
Yeah, no, I make mistakes all the time.
The machine that I am sort of bringing to the table today is leaf blower-esque in that it is gonna do the job.
Sure.
But, oh boy, we're gonna blow up some dust.
You're gonna get those leaves gone, but you're like, wait, was it worth this cloud of dust?
Santa Monica's going to pass an ordinance to be like, maybe these should have to be electric.
But then these leaves are going to be in front of your neighbor's house, because why leaf blowers are even a thing? Because they don't suck them, they blow them.
Yeah.
So then you're going to get your dust on me.
It is a sort of like... Snow, what was those bad rabbits in Snow White that brush all of the dirt under the rug? We're doing is moving dirt around.
That's those.
They're not rabbits, but you know what I mean? Because rabbit tails would not do that.
Well, do they do it with their big thumper feet?
No. Not under the rug, is what Snow White says.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is from a Disney sing-along. I think I've only seen Snow White in its entirety, like maybe once in my life.
Well, the jury has questions.
About Snow White?
Well, no, you're having only seen it once.
I've seen that song. It was on a sing-along.
Because I never heard that song, and I think I've seen Snow White, and I don't know that at all. Do you, Jess?
No.
It's from Whistle While You Work.
Oh.
I love you so much.
Yep, those are the words.
Not under the rug.
I think it's Sheeta Tinda Tin.
That's right.
Yeah, so anyway.
And that's right.
Did you say you had a story? You don't have to tell it. I don't mean to put you on blast.
No, it just happened this morning, and it was making me laugh because what we were talking about during soundcheck, I don't know what made me think of this, but these two really fun, crunchy, fucking like Oregonian feeling like a couple is just moving into my building today.
Good.
And I could tell that because they both had water bottles that were like a reasonable size, and attached to the water bottles were carabiners almost twice the size of the water bottle. And I was like, oh, you guys moving in? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, those carabiners are too big, was my opener. Just my opener. And they were in. I was like, okay. I do these things and I don't even think of it. My mouth is saying, like, oh, that carabiner is clearly too big, way before I've said, I'm Jackie, are you moving in? Welcome to the neighborhood. And they were very kind, but that also goes really poorly, I'd say 70% of the time, where they go like, oh no, we're rock climbers and that's just the size we need. And I'm like, I don't fucking need the backstory, James. But
I think it's a good litmus test though for the people that you are going to want or not want in your life.
Yeah,
because if they can't take the opening salvo.
Exactly.
100%.
Like all I'm hearing right now is, man, you're incredibly efficient.
I get to it.
You get to it. Because like some people were dancing around, we're like, are we pals? Are we simpatico? And then 2 days later, I'm like, wait a second,
we don't vibe at all.
We don't vibe at all.
Conversation was, oh, you live on the first floor, I live on the second floor.
Oh, you have so a dog? That's crazy.
Our floors are set, the ceiling, we share it, but it's my floor. Wild.
I also said, I just live right next door, so let me know if you need a cup of sugar and I can give you directions to Trader Joe's.
Hell, that's a great joke.
Which was,
good bit.
I went inside and I said, I gotta call my mom. That's my mom would have written that joke. That's a great joke. Anyway, so I go to walk my dog and there is a school bus parked outside of my apartment. So I pop my head back in and I go, you guys responsible for the school bus? They go, yeah, we moved in the school bus. We drove the school bus. So I guess where one of their parents lives somewhere, I forget, Midwest. No. Like Arizona, Oregon, like I guessed. And they went and picked up furniture in this fucking school bus and then drove this school bus from whatever state back here. And now they are moving. And then it was their friends. They lent it to them. And they were like, instead of renting a U-Haul, you know, Craig has that school bus. Why don't we just use not a short bus, a huge fucking school bus. So then this old guy that lives across the street who has two garbage cars, huge, like Cadillac Sevilles.
Okay, I was going to ask for a clarification on what a garbage car is.
Well, no. A Cadillac Seville isn't by nature a garbage car. The lid is peeling off.
Sure.
They're both hoarder cars filled with newspapers and bottles.
Not a garbage truck was what my brain was.
Oh, no, like he has two cars.
Full of garbage.
That are...
garbage cars.
And they're from 19, I would say, 68 and 72, respectively.
Garbage years.
Yeah.
Garbage years.
Classic.
And one is like shit brown and the other one is like white but shit brown. And their tops are peeling off. And the guy, and I, by the way, just to be clear, I would never like point down at someone who, you know, you don't have a lot of money and this is the car you drive. And like, okay, that's fine. That's not the case. The guy I might like even own the building and he's just holding on to these two terrible cars that are always parked right in front of my building. So you walk outside and you see these like peeling, shitty, rusty garbage cars outside my building every day. So this guy has beef with the school bus.
Okay.
Which was so fascinating to me that you're going to park your Peely cars every day and no one can park.
Because, but the school bus bothers
But the school bus. So he came right outside this morning. First time I've heard him talk. And he was like, you know whose school bus this is? And I was like, I don't. I'm not going to like sell the new guys down.
No. Wow, you're such a good neighbor.
And I was like, it's theirs. And then I ran away. You're on your own, Sarah. That carabiner's too big. And then I ran down the street. So I was like, I don't know whose school bus that is. And then they came out and he was like, cool bus. And they was like trying to be friendly about it. How long are you going to have it parked here? And then they got into a full conversation. And then I, of course, had to give the new neighbors the lowdown. Like, you don't worry about your school bus. I've lived here a year and a half, and that guy's had two giant Cadillac Seville's from 1972 peel with their lids peeling off. And I can't even, no one can find street parking. Because, by the way, each Seville is the size of 1.5 cars. So if there's like a space for 3 cars.
Yeah, no, that's, it's 2 cars. It's those 2
cars. It's those 2 cars.
Yeah, this is not okay.
That's not really a story, but that's what happened to me this
morning.
I mean,
it's definitely a story. I'm fascinated by the idea that you can own a school bus for non-school bus purposes.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't say, you know, like when you change a cop car and right. you paint the side.
You don't have to say this isn't a school bus.
You have to say, like, this is not a cop car. This is not a taxi.
You don't have to do that with a school bus.
It says school bus everywhere.
You could run a private school bus. And no one could tell you no. Get onto my private school bus. Will we get to your school? Who knows? Because I am not a licensed bus driver. But I thought it would be really cool to take all the kids in my neighborhood to school.
Or maybe I won't take them to school.
Hey, did you guys hear that if we want, we could ride this school bus that isn't our school bus to school?
Yeah, there's this guy and he just drives his school bus around. And, like, you kind of have to tell him where your school is because he doesn't know. But sometimes he doesn't even get to school and that's pretty tight.
We could ride his private school bus and maybe we'll skip class if we're on private school bus.
Parking spot of the guy with the 1-2 garbage cars.
1-2 garbage cars.
Garbage cars. What are they filled with? What are they filled with? Water bottles and newspaper and nothing else. The newspapers are from the 60s and 70s.
Private school bus and 2
on the way would be so cool if we ride that private bus to school.
Will we ever get to school? Will we ever get to school?
Will we ever get?
Will we ever
to Lawrence High School. Hey, can I talk to you for a second, Miss Siever?
Yeah, of course. What's up?
Did you notice that, I know it's the first day back from break and there's a lot of kicking off the dust of the proverbial tires, but
sure.
There's not a single kid in this school today.
I was supposed to, sorry to butt in.
No, please.
I was supposed to teach driver's ed for zero period. Usually kids are all chomping at the bit to get in that class
because
they could
love
get in their own
cars.
Car and do their own thing. Not a single person there.
It's like, did we get the day wrong? Like, we couldn't all think it was still, you know, Monday and it's actually Saturday. I've looked and
I think I know. Okay. Oh, gosh. I don't know. Okay. So I met this guy named Mark. Okay. And
Dish.
Yeah,
no,
no,
Dish.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, tell us about your break.
So happy you are back on the
market. Oh, sure.
Horse on the horse market. And so I met this guy, Mark. Now, this actually, I know it started off sounding like a dating story. It's not.
Oh.
Yes, I met him. He needed a job.
Okay.
And he was telling me all about his private school bus company.
Okay.
And I said, are you you a licensed driver? He said, no, absolutely not. And I said, you know, and this is so embarrassing. It was so much cheaper that I just hired Mark. I said, listen, buddy, I appreciate you. And it was a new year. We're back from break. And I said, let's get rid of the old guys with the licensed drivers and,
the union and the reviews.
Right. And, you know, like the and guys like, that we can
I
trust.
Mean, you're the superintendent and I said, of the school. I mean, like, I don't know if we should be looking for new bus. I mean, try something new. See if it works.
But what's cool about you not knowing if we should or we shouldn't is I did it already. And so that's what's so.
Yeah, it's done.
Like, I did it.
But
great.
Can I ask you something? If none of the kids arrive today,
I have no idea where they are.
Well, does that mean? Does that to me
is a bad sign.
Well, also, I was gonna say, does that mean we get like
a day off,
one more day off?
And it's also now with Mark.
There was little of me worrying about. Do we have a whole school full of abducted kids? No, you're right. The silver lining here is. Teachers got the whole school to themselves.
Well, think about this. It's just like snow days for us forever.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, I'll still show up. There's plenty of fun I ain't gonna have in a school with no kids.
I may or may not.
I've always wondered what it would be like to have this school to myself for a day. Haven't you always dreamed about it?
Of course. Oh. I wanna take my desk chair. And ride it through the halls. I wanna make one or more prank phone calls, but not from my personal phone, so I could get the trouble back on my head, but from a school phone instead.
In a school with no kids.
In a school with no kids.
Did in a school with no kids.
In a school without kids.
In a school with no kids.
I took my shirt off. What?
Yeah, you.
I put it back on.
You did what you did.
In a school with no kids.
I've always wanted to get on the thing that broadcasts into every single class. What's that called?
A PA system.
I want to get on that PA system and just really rip one out my ass.
Oh, that sounds good, and also, you know what sounds to me so good is I wanna take all of the fruit cups from the cafeteria and mix them up like we should.
I wanna go out to that football field with a lawnmower for sure. And write a bunch of words that an alien would write, so the people will be like, "Whoa!"
And I wanna go into that ceramics class and act out ghosts.
And I wanna take off my shirt.
Has anyone seen my shirt?
In a school with no kids. In a school with no kids.
I wanna make marching band symbols out of all. Trash can lids.
In a school with no kids. In a school with no kids. Oh, that's what we're gonna do. That's what we did.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, that's what we're gonna do. Oh, did I say do? Oh, what I meant was
that's what we did. Mark, you so far have been a wonderful driver. I should introduce myself. My name is Shelby. I'm the president of my class, not the president of the school. I'm the president of the sophomore class.
Beep, Shelby. Welcome to the private school bus.
Yeah, Mark, I just want to say, because I had this experience when I was running for class president, that you need to be a little bit concerned about the optics of this situation. Now, the reality is you're a nice man who is slowly, I would say like maybe too slowly, driving us very safely to school. But the optics of just a rambling man taking a bunch of children into a private school bus, you have to know what that looks like.
Shelby.
Yeah.
Shelbaroo.
Oh, optics, already had nicknames. Okay.
Optics.
Marky Mark. Nope. I feel like that's been done.
Optics.
are for lens crafters, and problems are for afters. Right now, this is just a joyride to the school. Problems are for afters.
Can I just say, hey, Mark, really nice to meet you. Penelope, hi.
Penelope, lay it down on me.
Penelope is the president of the junior class.
Just in curiosity, hands up if you are one of the government school officials of this. Okay, all of you.
Yep.
Hey,
yeah, it's
honestly,
I think that's great.
I got a bunch of government narcs on my bus.
I just noticed that the school's the other direction is all I was saying. And, like, this bus is very cool.
Penelope, the world is round.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I'm a flat earther. My whole family is flat earthers.
Are you really?
Yeah. Hmm. And the school is for sure flatly in the other direction. Yeah. Listen. By the way, if think about it. Think about it, Mark. If you can see that, like, when you look out and it's flat, that's it. It's flat.
How stupid
can you be, Mark? Look, you look out and see the horizon. Does that look round to you? It's flat, Mark. Also, I got to get to school. I've got AP chemistry, AP bio, and AP earth science that I got to get to. Lots of sciences. I do want to be a scientist, as you can tell, by how much I can tell that the earth is flat. Anyone else have anything to say?
Yeah.
Also, Mark, can I also add that I have, did I mention my other AP classes? English, maths. My parents are from...
I also have something to say.
Oh, no. This is Keith. He's the president of the freshman class.
I am Keith. I'm president of the freshman class.
It kind
of
works differently.
The newest generation.
He loves to roll his R's.
Yeah. I would say oligarch of the freshman class by virtue of the fact that my family owns all of the bumper sticker factories in town.
More like tyrant of the freshman class.
Silence, sophomore!
Junior.
That's the junior.
Hmm?
Keith. I'm the sophomore. That's a junior.
I'm a junior.
And honestly, like, we rank above you in all. Our votes are weighted more heavily because we are voted upon by our entire high school class, not just an incoming eighth grade class, which was split half and half. So, like,
do not talk about my subjects.
You have less power.
And half of those eighth graders went to a different high school.
Yeah, they went to a different. So
will not have you belittle.
I mean, you were basically voted upon by, like, it came down to, like, such a small amount of votes.
I would love for you three. Listen,
Mark,
I'm loving all the sort of passion going on between the three of you here. But listen, when does school start, really?
45 minutes ago.
Sure, but when, really? No. Like, think about it. School, a place of learning. A place where you will become into the adults who you're going to be.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Can you really... Does it start when you walk through the door when that bell rings? Does it start in the morning when you make...
Can I stop you right here? 'Cause what you're doing is so clear. Yes, we never really stop or start learning. Can I stop you right now? Because I see and how what you're trying to say. Learning's not for just 6 hours a day.
I gotta get to class. I really, really, really gotta get to class. I have AP classes to get to. And we're late, late. I can't be late. I gotta get to class.
Sure, but class is everywhere.
Yes.
And school is everything.
Yeah.
Not
and
here.
So you've been on a school bus class all day. Look out the window, dear. Look at everything. So many journeys to go on, so many games to play. You're thinking about your AP classes. What about being always present? What about all planets like Earth and also Venus and Jupiter? Maybe those are things we should be thinking about just
the
a little
only
more.
Real planet is Earth.
Okay, but like,
it's flat.
When does school start? Like, what time of day?
7:55
well,
or 6:55 if you have a zero period.
But, like, there's time zones, you know? And so, like, what you see is 7:55 in New York is 3 hours ahead.
I know what you're saying. School is everywhere.
School is everywhere.
School is everything.
And right now, aren't we learning just the greatest lesson of all? Which is that if a bus drives slowly through a hallway and no one's there to see it, was it really a
flying?
Yeah, Penelope.
In the bus. You ever hear when that's doing that and there's a fly inside a bus?
How fast is the
bus? And the bus is moving 60 miles an hour. Is the fly to? Wow, Mark, I'm really learning.
Wow!
Wow, Mark, I'm really learning. I can't believe it. I am really learning.
'Cause class is everywhere, and school is everything. So I have a question, the answer I'd like to know. If school is everywhere, and school is everything, and today for school, where do you want to go?
Oh, no. If I said what's in my heart, I know my friends would tear me apart. But Mark says to be brave, and Mark says I don't care. So yes, I will tell you it's a Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear is everywhere.
Build-A-Bear is everything.
We'll go to the actual Build-A-Bear, which is in the mall. School is everywhere.
School is everything.
Let's see.
I can't believe that fly is flying.
Yeah, sorry.
So fast.
There's a lot of garbage in this bus. It attracts a lot of flies. We're outside of Build-A-Bear now. It's right before your eyes. So let's see what lessons we can learn at this Build-A-Bear.
I'm going to put a heart in mine.
Okay, here's like the main thing I'm dealing with is that like we've all been nude in front of each other now for like an hour and 15 minutes.
That's right. Yep.
And it's been completely non-sexual. And I want to say that I feel like so empowered by that.
Is this a weird thing? I think we should non-sexually touch. Just
yes.
Like shake hands.
Yes.
You know what we could even do? We could even do like, you know, a side, like, a, no, not a side hug, but like maybe press arm to arm.
Oh my
God. Love it. Mrs. Green, love it. Let's side to side arm touch in the nude. Something we could never do when the kids were here.
No, not if the kids were here.
Never. They wouldn't understand what we're trying to do. They'd be like, oh, this is perverted. It's sexual. It's not sexual.
I just want to say, like, I would turn this situation sexual with both of you two. I find you, like, very captivating and attractive.
Oh, yeah.
But
green,
I'm like,
green light. Let me just say, green light.
green light
for me.
Green light for me also.
I'm
but,
also, if I can factor in, I'm also going to give that the hard go ahead.
Okay.
Okay then.
Yeah.
But
all right.
The fact that we haven't is also exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really, we're so grown up.
We're
you know what I mean? That's what's
so
great about being a grown up. It's like, we can decide if we want to like touch privates or not even touch privates.
We are open to the idea of a consensual, random.
Private touching.
Private touching at a place of work, which is a public school system. Because we're adults and we can have that
conversation.
I feel like kids can show up at any time.
Right.
And is that what makes it exciting? I'm not going to say yes or no. Is the sort of anticipation of it, of a non-sexual environment suddenly becoming sexual when we all gave it that green light, is the the waiting for it, is that what makes it better? is that the sort of thing?
I don't know. If I
touch me, I have my boobs out, I feel so free, I don't know if one of them will
can
touch
stop
me.
Thinking about how we might touch, how we might touch, I can't stop thinking about how we might touch, how we might touch.
Twirl around, twirl around. I just wanna twirl around with my wiener out. I wanna twirl around, twirl around. Wanna twirl around with my wiener out. Twirl around, twirl around. Just wanna twirl around with my wiener out. I wanna twirl around, twirl around, twirl around with my wiener out.
Think about it, 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 think about it,
twirl around, twirl around, twirl around with my wiener out.
Think about it.
Come a little bit closer.
It's the waiting.
Not all the way. Not
yes,
all the way.
Yes,
just come
yes,
a little
it's
bit.
The waiting.
Come a little bit closer. While I twirl around. Twirl around. Don't touch me at the...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Don't touch me yet. Just I want you to think about it. Just think about it.
Let's almost touch hands.
Let's almost touch hands. Let's all massage hands.
Gotta almost put my hand on your boobies.
Let's
almost twirl around.
Can we almost? Or should we just think about it? Think about it. 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 Think about it.
Think about it. Think about it.
We're having sex.
Sure, green light.
Green light. Green all light three there. Of us. All three of us are having sex.
Will the children ever make it to school? What type of bears will they build? Find out when we return to the second half of
The Private School Bus, the musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
Welcome back.
When we last left our heroes, some of them had the green light and some of them were building a bear.
But they're all heroes.
You know it. Find out what happens when we return to Private School Bus, the musical.
Right now.
Honestly, thank you guys for not laughing when I said that I wanted to go to Build-A-Bear, because I know that's like a little bit more of a little kid thing.
My first thought was that it was frivolous and childish. My second thought was that they now have a line of characters from other fancy properties. I can do a Porg from the Star Wars franchise. I can do a Pikachu from the Pokemon Company / Game Freak Enterprises. These things and more I can build at the Build-A-Bear.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, just honestly, thank you for not laughing at me. Because
I wish to have an entire army of plush soldiers behind me, helping me to sleep, helping me to quell the dark thoughts in my brain as I lay me down for solace and solstice.
Who voted for him?
Like 28th graders.
The vast majority of the 8th grade class of Lockelina Junior High School.
Yeah, and then like...
Go Comets!
I heard you ran unopposed because that kid got sick at the last minute.
Yes. Sick. That's what happened to him.
Okay, this is the most I've ever talked to Keith, and it's making my skin crawl a little bit. But also I like...
Yes, crawling skin. Picture it. Fluffy skin that you can fill with whatever your heart desires. This and more you can create at the Build-A-Bear. The Ursine Construction Factory, as I like to call it.
You know what's so great about Keith being this weird? I always
thought... Yes, Keith, continue to talk about me as if I am not here.
I thought you walked away. You're still listening?
I'm still here. I am drawn to you, two older women, both of whom I am captivated and simultaneously terrified by.
Yeah, I was picking up on that.
I just, my whole, like, in the year that I've known you, because it's, you know, well, 6 months that I've known you, I've always been like, God, I bet it would be really weird to talk to Keith. And then I thought, God, that's so mean. What right. a mean thought. You know, I'm sure he's really, really cool. But I want to thank you, Keith, for being as weird and not fun to talk to as I thought you'd be.
A so pleasure to acquiesce.
Yes.
Sometimes it's nice to have your instincts proven right.
Proven right.
Sometimes proven it feels right. good to know your head was thinking the thoughts that it should. I read this book called The Gift of Fear, and it taught me that one thing is clear. Sometimes your instincts can be true. And so we want to thank you, Keith, for being as weird as we thought you were.
A genuine pleasure.
And making me right. And that really makes me feel good.
And so we want to thank you, Keith, for being as weird as we thought you were. We thought you were weird and you were weird and that makes us feel safe.
Even weirder.
Yeah.
Since we're getting to know each other, we're doing this dance. Would you like to see my ant farm? It's entirely devoid of ants.
Oh boy.
It's a farm where ants would love to work, with a tractor and a thresher and more. But it's twice as big, so it'd be very difficult for the ants to do any of the chores.
We wanna thank you,
Keith,
for being as weird as we thought you were. We wanna thank you, Keith, for being as weird as we thought you were.
A genuine pleasure.
It's like we had a sickness, and your weirdness was the cure. We wanna thank you, Keith, for being as weird as we thought you were.
I mean, weird, what is that as a label, though? I'm sure there's weird things that you do as well. I'm sure both of you have, like, cool things in your closet that you think are a portal to hell. And that you never look yourself in the eye in the mirror, or the mirror you will steal your soul. And that whenever you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you order a cinnamon roll with no cinnamon.
You, Keith, for being as weird as we thought you were. We want to thank you,
Keith,
for being as weird as we thought you were.
Everyone has interests just like me, even though mine are maybe a little bit more obscure. You want to thank
you,
Keith,
for being
for being so weird.
You, Keith, for being as weird as we thought you were.
Let us now venture into this establishment and hold in our hands the empty husks of bears and fill them with fluff until they become whatever sort of bear we desire to create, for we are gods in this establishment and we take building life into our own hands.
Nothing that he said is wrong, and yet... Would anybody care for another fruit cup?
Yes, Ms. Green, I think I rightly would need to replenish some of my fluids there, if you know what I mean.
Billy Bob Thornton.
What's that?
Nothing.
I've got that a lot. Honestly, I've got that a lot. Thank you for saying that about my
We're in a very dark room. We are in the dark room for the photography
I've
class.
I've always wanted to be in here. and do fun sort of shadow puppets on the thing. So thank you for like indulging me in that. This should be a day where we all get to do all the things we would ever want to do when the kids are there.
And
threesome,
I'm
check.
Living my Billy Bob Thornton dreams today. So if you can give me sort of a wow, 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 wow.
Is that what he sounds like?
Well, so is this specifically Sling Blade? Blade?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was thinking more of that Amazon Prime series Goliath.
Oh. Yeah,
and
which
I was like,
season?
Is he grunting in
which
that?
Season?
Oh, honey, you know I stopped after one.
Do it again. Oh, do it again. Wow, this fruit cup is delicious.
Have y'all seen The Witcher?
Not yet.
Never even heard of it.
Well, it's a Netflix fantasy series. Superman does a fair amount of grunting in that one.
Superman?
What's
it?
His name?
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill, Superman. Is also The Witcher, does a fair amount of grunting in
did
that.
Did you
one.
All see that fun thing where his mustache comes back in Mission Impossible 7?
Love it.
7?
Love it. Is that him?
Yeah.
I always misremember that fact.
Wait,
we
is
should
that
see
him?
A movie together.
Could we?
Are we dating?
Are we dating?
Oh.
Are we exclu-
I mean, why does that make me more nervous than having a threesome with y'all? Not in a bad way.
I don't think we should see other people. This feels too real and I'm in love.
You're saying exclusively.
I'm saying exclusively.
The unexclusive three.
Exclusive three.
An exclusive we will be together all the time.
Evermore, evermore, evermore.
Exclusive we be an exclusive three. And we'll exclusively be so
all the time. I don't think we should see other people. I'm gonna call Denny and Pete and Phil and tell them that it's over. I'm gonna call Tracy and Stacy and I'm gonna tell them too. Cause it's just me and you.
And you.
And you.
Exclusively. Be an exclusive three. An exclusive we could be together all the time.
Exclusively.
Be an exclusive three. Exclusive we will all feel so sublime. We are together all the time. Exclusively be an exclusive three. And exclusively could all feel so sublime. And now some people might think it's strange. Some people might say that we're dumb. Because we all decided that would be a very strong threesome. But labels are just labels, and the world can be so cruel. And I know that I want to be with you two in a polycule. Exclusively be an exclusive three, where exclusive we are together all the time. Exclusively three, where exclusively could all feel so sublime. And there is nothing in this world that I cannot get through. It's gonna be me and you.
I feel like maybe the time to tell them that other teachers have been here the whole time has come and gone. I know, like, we've all...
What should we do?
Well, what should we do?
Decided that the dark room was going to be the best place to hide from the very loud sex going on literally everywhere else on campus.
It's just wild that they realized that no students were here, but they didn't stop and say, well, what about the rest of the staff?
What about the... There's 30 or so other adults who are here. Now's as good a time as any. Well, we're here.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is... Put your shirt on, Karen.
Oh my goodness.
Now listen.
You're just twirling with your wiener out.
I'm so sorry. It was never, never our intention.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we forgot there are 30 other members of staff. There are literally 30 other members of staff.
Before we go out there, I just want to say I'm in love with both of you.
And nothing is going to change that. Now, I can't believe we made this mistake.
Now, I'm in love with
where are your
I'm
pants?
In love with both of you. Where and your I don't pants? Know where my pants are.
Okay, I have your pants. Left
them so you've got them.
I have your pants, but my pants, I think, are on the football field where we put alien runes.
No, I took them with me.
You do remade the crop circles with the tractor.
With the tractor.
You have my pants.
I got your pants.
Now, okay. Guys,
my
we
shirt,
didn't...
My shirt, my, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. My shirt?
I am wearing your shirt.
You
Where
are
is
wearing
my
shirt?
Shirt?
Oh, that
is
you never
guess.
Had one. You had
That's
a jacket.
That's right. That's right.
You
That's
had a jacket
I had a jacket
only.
With
you
nothing
had the sport
on
coat and chest hair. Can I have it? Okay,
sure.
Buttoning up.
Who has seen my sport coat?
Oh, you have it.
I'm wearing it.
You're wearing it.
Gotcha.
We are so sorry. Listen, this is not about... This is not about us saying that we judge you. This is about us saying we need you to know that we've seen it, okay? Because we just all have to still work together, and we just want, you know, we want to come clean that we saw you. We saw the you acting out ghost. We saw you making the runes with the tractor.
Twirling around the wiener out.
Twirling around with your wiener out, mm-hmm. Making the runes from the aliens, making symbols out of trash can lids, eating all the fruit cups for the month. That's a month's worth of fruit cups. Now, I don't want to be the one to tell the kids there aren't fruit cups.
No, I mean, I fully intended to purchase more fruit cups.
I have a weird idea.
Okay.
I have a weird idea. Hear me out.
Yellow,
okay.
Yellow light. Go slowly.
Yellow light.
Go
fair.
Go slowly.
Should we all just sort of get this out of our systems, clean up our acts, sort of a clean slate?
Okay.
This is going to be crazy.
What's that called? Catharsis?
Sure.
Sure.
Should we all go to Build-A-Bear?
Wow, okay. This is why you're the superintendent.
Okay.
No, I love it because this is why it's that out-of-the-box thinking that had you put this district back on the right path. I mean, you're the best superintendent we've ever had, Ms.
Thank
Sieper.
You so much. I can't find my bra, but I do thank you for giving me my shirt back.
I've got it.
Okay.
I'm using it as sort of a tourniquet because I did cut my arm on the lawnmower. Do you want it back now
right
or
now?
Post me
Not
washing
Not right now. I just
it.
Wanted to apologize to my other coworkers.
It's a lovely
If you
brassiere.
Could see sort of the outline of an areola
well,
through
we,
my button down,
we
that
can,
is why.
I don't think
Let's
we,
get
I
out
think
of the dark room
okay.
and see what we can see.
Okay.
It's going to ruin... These photos.
That was poetic, Ms. Green, can I just say?
Yeah.
Yo, getting out of the dark room and seeing what we can see?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Out of the dark room, see what we can see.
I don't know if it's a full song,
yeah,
okay. But it's,
it's,
it's poetic for
song.
Sure.
Thank you, Cummings. Yeah. Take it
Thank
down
you.
A notch.
Okay. All right. I can sort of... I can see... nipple, but not areola, and honestly, only because you told me.
I would
okay.
like to erase the shame around nipples for women.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I don't think you have nothing to worry about.
And now that you've twirled with your wiener out, I can't look at you and not see the outline of your wiener, even though you've put pants back on.
Well, I'm not wearing under briefs.
Oh.
Is that an everyday thing?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't like them. I love the feeling of denim.
And a cold zipper?
Yep.
And a cold, close zipper?
Reminds me of how close we are to death at any moment.
Oh my gosh. I love that this man teaches our kids to drive because that's what they need to feel when they're in a
car.
Is a loaded gun.
A car is a loaded gun. At all times, you must be aware. 10 and 2.
Listen, most of the staff has gone home. Like, it was just, so it's just the 6 of us, the 3 of us who barged in on you and the thruple. Most of them went home, I think, between the alien runes and just talking your sort of personal thoughts over the PA system, they were like, I think we could just leave. But the 3 of us stayed here because we were a little worried that something could go wrong.
Did you hear that I ripped a big one over
yeah,
the PA system?
Yeah, that was actually what sent most people over the
you
edge.
You know what was... F- well,
it was not thought out for me, because in my head I was like, they're going to smell my fart all over the school. It doesn't work that way.
No, it's just the sound.
Yeah, it's just the sound. They just heard it.
Yeah, it's just, and sometimes I find that the louder, sometimes the less smell.
I find that as well. Thank you for someone else for saying that.
Oh, God, I love you.
I love you. And I love you.
I love you.
And I love you in different ways.
And that's fun.
And that's fun.
Yeah. Well, I can fit the six of us in my Seville. Please, I apologize. It's a bit of a garbage
cart. It's full of newspapers. Wow,
you never know when I'll need them. You never know when I could need them.
Okay, can I talk? Okay.
You never know.
Okay.
You never know.
The top is peeling.
Mrs. Claudette.
Uh-huh.
You went, if I may use a driver's ed for a driver's education phrase, you went from 0 to 60 just now. You went from 0 to 60 in a school zone. I'm going to need you to pump the brakes on
all
that.
Right.
We have tapped into something that I don't think anyone was intending to belittle your car. You've clearly got issues that you are dealing with on the inside, and that's okay. We're here for you. We support you in that.
You never know. You never know. Okay, just try not to disturb the bottles and the newspapers when you get
Well, they're everywhere.
They're
well,
just everywhere. Try. I just want you to try. I'm not asking you to be perfect.
Miss Claudette's a hoarder.
Is there any universe where we can recycle some of these bottles?
Yeah, I think that's going to be her down a very... I don't think she's there yet, but I think we should aim to get there with her.
But if we're going to get all six of us in the single Seville... You know, she does have that other identical Seville with the peeling top and the newspapers and the garbage. Maybe we could do 3 and 3.
Hey, Miss Claudette, I think we need to do 3 and 3. Okay!
Hey, Miss Claudette, how about this?
Okay!
What if we keep all of your garbage in the car,
hear us out.
But we move the garbage in this car into the other car.
So one garbage car, one human car?
One car for garbage, one car for humans.
Well, the human car will still be a garbage car just by the nature of how disgusting it is.
I don't know that particular information is helping us in this moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Fair.
Wow. When you put it that way, guys, I guess there's only one thing I can say. We came out of the dark room to see what we see.
Okay.
Out of the dark room.
I was going to say, I feel like the metaphor here is more like a leaf blower because we've taken trash from one place to another. The dark room, I don't know, applies as much to the situation.
It feels
a little forced, but I'd love to hear it.
We're out of the dark room. We can see what we see.
I mean, it seems like it's like a
positive
mental.
Out of the dark room, we can see what we see.
There haven't sort of been. There hasn't been like a second thought though.
No,
see what we see.
Out of the dark room.
I mean, I'm getting meaning.
We see what we see.
Totally, but the words are the same.
Out of the dark room. There's a lot of emotions.
There's a lot.
I wonder if there's anything else.
See what we see.
Bring it home. Bring it home, Miss Claudette.
And we see what we see.
I was wrong. It was a song.
Which is what? What do we see?
Oh, that one car is clean now. I took that time to... to move all the stuff.
Oh,
for
okay, great.
Let's go to the Build-A-Bear. All right, Build-A-Bear employees. Big day, new year, new you, new me.
Build-A-Bear,
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 Build-A-Bear, Build-A-Wish.
Hands in. Build-A-Bear, Build-A-Wish.
Build-A-Bear, Build-A-Wish.
Make someone's day. Make someone's life.
And guys, don't forget, push the hearts.
Push the hearts.
It's an extra $4.99 per heart, and all they have to do is put a 25-cent heart. They get to just poke it into the fluff of the bear.
Carrie, thank you for saying that. Push the hearts, pull the heartstrings.
Push the hearts, pull the heartstrings.
Build a bear, build a wish. Push the hearts, pull the heartstrings. Yeah, I think you have something to add.
No, I was just going to say, and if anyone hasn't yet signed up for the potluck lunch, we still need some apps, and someone needs to still bring cups.
Bring the apps, bring the cups.
Yeah, bring the apps, bring the cups.
Build a bear, build a wish.
Push the hearts, pull the heartstrings. Bring the apps, bring the cups. Yeah, that's it.
Welcome to this Build-A-Bear. Build the bear of your dreams. Fill him with fluff and other stuff and close up the seams. This
There's only six things that you got to do here at the Build-A-Bear. And if you forgot them, don't worry, we all are here to share. You've got to
build a bear, build a wish, push the hearts, pull the heartstrings, bring the apps, bring and bring the cups. You've got to
build a bear, build a wish, push the hearts, pull the heartstrings, bring the apps, and bring the cups.
Well, my name is Shelby, and it's been a weird day, but now I'm building a bear, oh yeah, yay, but I'm not gonna build a bear, no, no, no.
You specifically bring the cup.
Build a bear, build a wish, push the heart,
push the heart,
pull the heartstrings, bring the apps, and bring the cup.
Penelope, what are you building?
Oh, me? Well, I'm actually on the fence right now because I have never even seen Star Wars, and I get a lot of flack for it all the time. But you know what? I might build something from Star Wars and then act like I saw Star Wars, and then when everybody talks to me about it, I can be like, yeah, this is Bloke. What did you say his name was?
A pork?
A pork.
It's more of a species than a character, but honestly, you do you, girl.
I will, and I will
build a bear, build a wish, push the hearts, pull the heartstrings, bring the apps, and bring the cup.
Driver here, I can take care of this little problem. Problems are for tomorrow, and today's the day we solve them. So we're solving non-existent problems. Take her to the next day, and I'll just go over to your teachers and be like, hey guys, hey!
Oh, hey!
Hey,
hey, this is actually a pretty enormous problem. I hired you, Mark, and all of our students are now in a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, they've been on sort of a learning adventure with me today.
But Shelby, why do you have so many spoons?
Well, I mean
cups.
Well, because they told me to bring them, Superintendent Steeper. But listen, are we really sad that this happened? If this bus hadn't gone so slow and ended up at the mall, would the three of us
taught you?
That's right! Anything can be an app. And I've decided what I want to build at this Build-A-Bear, a two-size scale ant. And he'll work at my ant farm, and he can be an app as well. Bringing in apps just means bring something to the table for all to share, and all will be well.
When you bring the app, you fill up someone's cup.
A tug, you fall in love. Yeah, we did fall in love.
And when we all act open and cuddly like the cuddliest bear, then we all grant our wish and we all learn to care.
We gotta do is build a bear,
build a wish, push the hearts, pull the heartstrings.
push my heartstrings.
And I'll keep bringing my apps to you, and you
keep bringing
love.
And I'll bring the private back. School bus, the musical. We'll be back right after this. Break.
Breaking now. We're going to break.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back, Jackie. That was just a true blast.
Guys, that was really fun.
There were some bangers on there.
Bangers.
Yeah, I'm proud of that one.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really funny thing. When you're doing this show, you like don't think about anything else because your brain is so attaching itself to menial pieces of information that like you then have to make important.
Yes.
And so it's like
not a whole lot of room for like the secondary.
Yeah, or anything in your life. You're just like, okay, Shelby, Penelope, Keith. You're Keith for some reason. You're the bus driver, but you're the student. Okay, who am I? And it's just, your brain is so, there's no way not to be like hyper, not to make it all crystal healing, but it's so present.
We come away from this show tired frequently
and also,
in a way that is fine.
And also like at peace, I feel like there is like a meditative quality because you're like, I don't know, right in front of me?
I'm not thinking of my bills.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. It's 100% therapeutic.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Mark Evan Jackson, how he has the Creativity Project in Detroit, and he's taking, I think, if I'm not mistaken, inner city kids and teaching them improv. And it's such a wild, like, it really is. And I forget, too, because I don't do it as much anymore, like such a wildly therapeutic brain activity because you're only what's directly in front of you.
And then you add the additional catharsis of singing. I mean, truly, it makes me so happy.
We've talked about this a lot. Like, there are... before we started doing this podcast and before, like, musical improv became, like, a more regular part of my life... Leaving college and leaving like class, there was not a lot of opportunities where you had to sing all the time. If you're not working as a like singer or something, you just...
And what a weird thing. Like, you're not going to sit with your friend and just be like, can we just sing? Start?
I mean, you can, but like I missed it. And doing this podcast like scratches that itch for me. And I didn't realize how much I missed it until we started doing it again.
So good.
I'm resting on my vocal cords because I talk like this all the time, dude.
Dude.
I don't use my voice. Well.
I remember learning as a kid because, of course, I had vocal cord nodules by the time I was 10 because I talked like Cartman. And the lady that I went to for vocal coaching told me that whispering is as bad or worse than yelling.
Heard that too.
Yeah, isn't that correct? Because your vocal cords have to work like four times as fast to get all that, to get any sound out that quietly.
This is the Don't Whisper song.
Don't Whisper.
Don't Whisper. Don't whisper. Shout.
Shout it out. Shout.
Hey. Let me get it out this so I can afford. You've got to make choices that will keep you off your cords. Oh, don't get it twisted. If you whisper, it won't do this. No, I can't do that. It won't give no hope. Can't cope with a whisper when I'm feeling low.
Can't hear you.
Gotta get up loud. Gotta talk in my throat. No choice. Gotta support from the diaphragm. Gotta get it all that noise.
When I rest on my vocal cords in the whisper there, it hurts my throat. And I'm out on the farm and I'm trying to be loud, trying to attract this goat. Go get over here. Can't hear me when I'm like, go get over here. He doesn't come to me when I do this. Go, I need you over here. I am trying to round up all these goats like I'm a collie. I need you to come to me, hear me when I call thee. Get into my truck and I drive around like I'm working on the farm all day, but I'm not. I'm just trying to you to hear the things I say.
Go whisper.
Shout it out, cause if you whisper, no one can hear you now. It's like, yo, I'm whispering right now and you can barely hear. So I'ma shout so you can very hear me clear.
What?
Hey, and I said don't whisper.
What?
Try to shout, cause you can't whisper.
What?
I can't hear you if you only whisper. Shout, shout, sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh.
Except don't shout if you are in a crowded theater. Don't yell fire, all the people, they will run in fear. That's a time when you will add to the panic, yo. That's a time to keep your voice quieter in your throat.
Yeah, that's a time when a shout, you know, will always be sort of scary. That's if you make loud noises when you're in that library. You're doing decimals, but decibels, you keep them low. Yeah, and that's the way that they will say you got mad flow. You gotta keep it quiet, and I gotta say, though, I'm talking because I am that goat. So you call me wild, you call me near and far. I came over close because I was like, I love those bars.
Goat is here. Being loud is not a crime. G-O-A-T,
greatest of all time.
G-Goat, greatest goat. And he's here if he hears ya. He isn't a goat, he's brave, you know he doesn't fear ya.
Don't whisper. Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Shout it out.
I am the goat.
Don't whisper. Shout it out.
Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout it out.
So you know more things that we are about. Here is a list of more places that you should not shout. Library, hospital, and theater were three, but there are more on the list. Listen now to me.
Don't shout if you're holding your friend's new baby daughter. And please don't shout when scuba diving when you're underwater.
Don't shout if you are hiding from a thief. You must be very quiet. No voices of relief.
Don't shout in class, cause your teacher will get mad. But you can only whisper to your friends and they'll be glad.
Don't shout if you're holding a delicate crystal that will break from the noises that you whistle.
Here's another thing that you should never do. We're looking at the moon, Lisa, at the Louvre.
Don't shout in a museum, it's rude. The art doesn't like it and you're acting like a dude.
You can shout at the moon and you can shout at your friends and you can shout at your dude and you can shout till the end.
Don't shout at a dog that is newly off the street. He's trying to learn to trust you when you are not acting sweet.
You can shout with your crew if you're feeling like a bolster. Shout when you're at the top of a roller coaster.
You can shout when you're watching The Brave Little Toaster, because that movie is emotional the most, sir.
You can shout at the dog for one reason. You can shout at the dog in one season. And you can only shout at the dog if you're me. And you can shout at the dog when you shout treat.
Don't whisper. Shout it out.
Shout
it's
it
time
out.
To give a treat out. To a dog.
Don't whisper.
The dog won't even hear you.
Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Treat. At the brave little toaster.
Don't whisper. Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Shout it out.
Jackie Tone, ladies
goat,
and gentlemen.
The goat in the house, Jackie Tone.
Greatest of all time goat.
Wow. Oh my gosh. What should the people know?
Where can the people find
you? Oh, that
you?
Was so delightful.
Oh my gosh.
I'm smiling
a
lot.
Yeah, it's a joy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. I was scared to come because you guys are good. And then I had fun and it was good.
You're right. You're
I was
right,
like, if you guys were right. Hacks, I would have been here and been like, yo, I'll shine among those hacks. And then I was like, I don't know about these... really brilliant guys. Oh, find me on Instagram at Jackie Tone. That's all.
Yeah, watch Glow, guys. What are you doing?
Oh, watch Glow. And if you got kids, I made an animated preschool musical series with Kristen Bell for Amazon.
It's low coming.
Key. Low key, she's coming.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So exciting. Look for that with your...
Called Do-Re-Mi.
Do-Re-Mi, a musical show for preschoolers.
Do-Re-Mi, wait on that show.
Do-Re-Mi, wait
I'm
on
about
that
to clock out. Can you tell? That's the sort of fire I'm spitting right now.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
Brett Morris, engineer, also doing us the gift of guitar.
Doing the gift.
Brett on the fret. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the stickins, the producing the drums as
How
good as they come.
How do you feel about my new catchphrase for Brett? Brett, doing us the gift of guitar.
I feel like we can top it, but I like what
okay,
it brings.
Well, we'll see.
Thank you all. We hope that you had a great holiday break and that you're having a great 2020 so far.
Happy New Year to all the sleepy babies. Thank you, Darren Ficarelli, running the Facebook group. Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary, for running our Instagram.
We got those morning beverage time mugs. If you slept on those mugs for the holiday season, get yourself a mug now.
Our mugs, they say morning beverage time on it, but you know what's wild? You can actually drink all sorts of things out of
them. Yeah, it doesn't have to be just in the morning.
I once had an afternoon iced beverage in one of the morning beverages.
Yeah, you could do it.
It can be done.
It can be done. Also, if you are in the LA area, January 21st, Zach and I are hosting a show at the Satellite. It's at 8 o'clock.
If you are in the...
Doors are at 8.
Doors are at 8.
If you're in the Vancouver
area... If you're in the
area,
Canada area...
Well, that's a big area.
Well, if you're in the...
Get on a flight and come down to that LA show.
If you're in the JFL Northwest area, we will be at JFL Northwest this year.
That's right.
So in February. I forget the day.
Me too. Check those out, though. I mean, you can always look at the Zach and the Jess /live, and we'll be posting about it on the Off Book Instagram.
Very good at musical comedy, only medium at plugs.
Yes.
Well,
very really good at musical comedy, only medium at plugs. Oh, very good at musical comedy, only good at plugs.
And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're very good at musical comedy,
you better be medium at plugs, my buddy. Bye.